Hello, everyone. It's time for The Anonymous Cow. Hello, everybody. Now that we finally have a theme song, though it may not be that great, we're theme songified.
Yay. I hope you guys can hear me, because I'm using a different mic. We're using different mics this time.
Yeah, we are.
Two separate mics.
I've got a real one. He's just got a headphones one.
Yeah.
So. What?
Why did you do that one?
I don't know. That's why.
Anyway.
Yep.
We have been trying to get this to work for an hour, and Jeremiah has been, like, whining so much that our parents will not go downstairs.
Yeah, well, that's because I'm thinking about you, our wonderful listeners. And trying to help you have good sound quality instead of tons of people talking in the background and being annoying and stuff like that.
Okay, whatever.
So, yeah. So, what's happened funny for you, Brendan, this week? Or this past, like, 2 months? So what's funny happened to you? What funny stuff has happened to you lately?
I cannot.
Okay, well, maybe you won't share anything, but I'll share some stuff. I've got a lot of stuff, actually, really. Me and my mom were reading this one book about World War II, and there was this general, and his name was Bob. Bob Slaughter. Now, when I heard that name, my first thought was, who's been slaughtering Bobs? Because there's obviously been a Bob Slaughter going around somewhere. So, I don't know what that's all about, but he has a really unfortunate name.
Yeah.
I must say, if he got slaughtered in the war, then he kind of lived up to his name, for sure. So, yeah. So, are you ready to try again, Brendan, and find something funny that happened to you?
No.
Can't believe it. Cannot believe it. Well. Anything?
Not funny. Just sort of an update thingy kind of thing. But I just freaking started up my blog again. Finally.
You freaking started it up again. Can't believe it.
Well, okay. It's been since, like, I was 8.
Wow. No way.
Are you making fun of, like, one, how long it's been, and two, that I'm starting it up again?
No. What are you talking about?
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, I started it up again, and I've only posted one more thing so far.
Wow. That's it? Hey, no karate chopping during podcasting. It's illegal. You're gonna have the podcast police come and get you.
I hope. I hope to get more posts up soon.
Yep. Well, you know what I hope?
What?
I hope that for Christmas, I get a stand, or two stands, a XLR cable splitter, and an XLR cable. And even if I don't get those for Christmas, you know what can help me get them? Money. And you know what can help me get money?
Oh, wow.
You guys giving me money. If you want to give me money, go to PayPal and send money to web@hiya.ca. That's web@hiya.ca. And then put in a little note what you want that money to go for. If you want it to go to access for my Minecraft server, if you want for me to get a if you want me to get those special equipment so that Brendan can have a better mic and not always rub it all over his shirt like he's doing now, in case you didn't notice.
I haven't heard anything, and I get feedback in my.
Well, I heard it and it was annoying, so yeah. And then all, stop it. Stop it! Anyways.
I did that on purpose.
I know, and it was annoying.
I'm sorry.
Also, in my note things that I have for this, I put, to help me get a mixer for better podcasts, but I got a mixer, and I'm recording through it right now, and it's really nice. And I'll have maybe a picture of it in the show notes. So, wow. And then also, because I don't have those mic stands that I want money for, hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, I have this awesome makeshift mic stand. So, you know those clamps? They're like a C with a screw thing that you can screw on so it clamps onto something?
Sure.
Well, I got two of those, and then my mics came with a little mic clip, and so I clamped one of those to a table, to my desk, with napkins. And I clamped that to the desk. And then I clamped the second clamp thingy to the clip and the other clamp. So there's a clamp clamping to the table, and a clamp clamping the mic clip to the clamp. And it's pretty cool.
That's kind of confusing.
Yeah, I know. But it does, like, record, like, stuff, like, if I hit the table or whatever, it'll record that. Or if somebody rubs their mic against their shirt, then it'll record that.
Shut up!
And, so, yep. Anything for you, Brendan? Anything at all?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
I'm
good.
I'm getting a skateboard for Christmas.
Maybe.
No, I know I am.
How do you know that you're going to get stuff for Christmas?
I only know that I'm going to get a skateboard for Christmas because my dad wants me to have one.
Okay.
And he's been, like, asking, since I started skateboarding, he's been asking, hey, what kind of skateboard do you want? Gee, I wonder if that isn't a giveaway.
I don't know. I want an iPod 5 skateboard. Yeah, Brendan's dreams for an iPod 5 for Christmas recently got shot down and trampled yeah. upon.
Like, my parents are like, I was, like, having a debate with my mom, like, why I should get an iPod 5, and they're like, and so I listed all these reasons that would be awesome for me to have, but then I had, like, an equal amount of reasons that, like, are useless to me, and so, like...
Of course,
and so my mom basically ended the debate with, you're not getting it! So basically, wow. I went to bed and cried the
yeah.
whole night.
All
and my,
night.
And my, I like, am very embarrassed to admit this, but I cried myself to sleep.
Oh.
So, yeah. I sort of just, like, I cried myself to sleep, and then I opened up my, stop messing with the sound effects.
Okay, fine.
I woke up and my throat was sore for the rest of the day because I cried so much. And don't you dare go, ooh.
Wait, just a sec.
You're looking for a sound effect to do it for you, aren't you?
Wait. Just a second. Okay. So, you may not have noticed this, but this podcast, this episode, is being recorded in stereo, because I want to show you guys this really cool video. Well, it's not really a video. It's noise video.
Well, and it's not going to happen to them like it'll happen with us.
Huh?
It won't work with them like it'll work with us.
It'll work with us, and it'll work with them.
Okay. Basically, once you start hearing noise, close your eyes.
Okay, or just close your eyes right now.
Hello there. How are you? Yes. You are here for the virtual haircut? Yes, okay. I will go get Luigi. He will come and cut your hair. I am Manuel. Just stay right there. Luigi? Luigi?
Luigi, it's Manuel here. The person is here for your virtual haircut. You better come up.
Grazie, Manuel. I come right now.
Okay. He is coming up right now. And meanwhile, I will go over here and play the music. The guitar, because that is what I do here at the barber shop.
Ah, it's so nice to see you. Welcome to the Starkey Cetera Barbershop and your virtual haircut. I'd like to start the demonstration by moving over to your right-hand side and picking up this bag. If you just hold still for a second, I'll put this bag over your head. Just like that. The bag over the top of the head. And now I'll take the bag off. There we go. The only reason I did that is because all of the fancy barbershops do that. What you're listening to as I move off to your right here and very quickly wash my hands. Manuel, could you get that, please?
Yes,
over there. Oh, thank you, Manuel. Let me finish washing my hands here. Just bear with me for a few more seconds. There. Yes. As I was saying, all we are doing is using your head as the listening point. And we have two microphones, one on either side of the head, in the same position is where your left and your right ears are. Your brain is doing all of the work, telling you where the sounds are coming from. Okay, I'll go get the scissors. It's nice and sharp. Now, as I begin the clipping, and I bring the clippers closer to your ear, very closer to the right ear, follow me as I move around the back of the head to the left ear and up and over the top of the head. Okay. Now, you can get the same effect better with the electric razor. I'll first bring it close to your right ear. With the perfect and around the back and onto your left. Yeah. I think that looks wonderful. Manuel, what do you think?
Huh? What? Oh, yes. It looks wonderful, Luigi. You do such nice work.
Ah, thank you so much, Manuel.
So fast, too.
Now, as I walk around, I just want to tell you once more that your ability to hear where I am as I walk around the room is simply the amazing power of your brain, calculating the tiny differences or cues in sound intensity and arrival time from two open ears. And unlike any other hearing instrument. Only one has the digital algorithm that negates its own physical presence in the ear to fully restore those differences. That algorithm is called Cetera. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for stopping by the Starkey Virtual Barbershop. Goodbye, and arrivederci.
Well, that's that.
Wow. That, if you didn't listen to that with headphones on, you need to.
Yeah, because that was pretty amazing. I'll have a link to that in the show notes as well, which you can find over at www.chunks-o-wisdom.com/ac3.
Wow. Which is,
or you can go to www.chunks-o-wisdom.com/podcast.
You need to listen to that with headphones, because if you don't, then it doesn't have the same effect.
Yeah. Or two giant speakers right by your head.
Yeah. You need to have two giant speakers right next to your head, because that was amazing.
Yeah. Anyways, it was really funny, because when he was washing his hand, or his hands, Brendan was sitting right where he would be. And so it sounded like Brendan was washing his hands, or peeing, or something. and then I opened my eyes, and I looked over, and he's just sitting there. I was like, it's so weird. And it was really so weird.
That's really, really cool. Thank you for showing us that.
You're welcome.
Showing our ears that. That was very...
Yeah. Of course it was. So, that's that. I want to see if this one website, nyan.cat, will work.
I don't think it will.
I'm going to try it, though. No! It doesn't work. Sorry, guys. But I'll have a link to it in the show notes, which I already mentioned previously.
Yep. We are tired. Or I am.
He is. I'm not really. I'm too awesome for that. So, I'm wanting to make it so that this podcast is weekly, not like monthly or bi-monthly as this podcast has been, this episode. This is a very late thing.
Yeah,
anyways, those links I told you earlier, you can also go to my main website, www.chunks-o-wisdom.com, and you can also Google Chunks of Wisdom, and it's the first result, which I'm very proud of. This episode of The Anonymous Cow is brought to you by...
water.
Finally. It took so long to say that. It was crazy.
I did not realize...
Well, now you do realize. So, why is water our fake sponsor? Oh, fake. What are you talking about? That was a completely real sponsor. I don't know what I was thinking.
Jeremiah.
Oh, what was... Huh? Why would I say fake? That was so real.
Yeah, that was... Wow.
So, why is water our sponsor?
Because
they paid us money.
Yeah, they pay us money. That's
life.
One reason.
It pays us life, technically.
Yeah, we drink it.
And it gives us nice stuff.
Go get some today by going...
to a faucet. Or if you're in Africa. Sorry.
A well or a pond or whatever.
Yeah.
And then hopefully
in that case,
you have some, like, filtering thing.
Yeah. But if you don't, that's too bad, because...
Yeah.
Yep. We can send them to you for twice the average price of water.
I have something interesting.
What?
And then it doesn't really have anything to do with Africa, just a but foreign then, country, just reminded me.
But then nobody cares if it doesn't have to do with Africa.
Shut.
I was helping you. Wow. Wow. That was just... Wow.
Anyway. I tried to tell Jeremiah this, and he said he already knew, but I'm wondering if he actually does.
If I actually know what?
The fugu thing.
The future?
Fugu.
Of course I know the future.
No! Oh, yeah. You're a psychic.
Yeah, you know I am.
Anyway, there is in Japan...
Napoleon Dynamite reference.
Yeah. In Japan, they... there's this one fish.
Yeah.
That is very, that, like, lots of people like, and it's insanely expensive. It's $50 to get one serving of it at a restaurant, and
it's
lots
called
of,
fugu fish. And also, you can die from eating it.
Yeah. It's like...
Yum. Eat up.
Yeah. It's insanely poisonous, and if you don't cook it right, then you will die very fast.
Oh, speaking of that, this is really weird.
Hey,
apparently, I don't care. Anyways, there's this one type of squid, and the way it mates is the male allows the fertilizer to go on to the female, but then it waits a while to get fertilized and have the baby. Apparently, somebody was preparing some of the squid, and they took a bite into it, and
oh no,
It wasn't fully cooked, because it was, like, sushi-type thing. And apparently, those fertilizers... I'll let your parents explain the birds and the bees to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Those fertilizers decided it was time to fertilize.
Oh.
And they, like, bit into her mouth and stuff. And she had to go to, like, a doctor.
Oh.
I know. And there was, like, tons of them. And they were all just, like, biting into her tongue and stuff and trying to grapple on. Because apparently they've got, like, little barbs so that they can't get pushed out.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So, like, they can't get pushed off rocks and stuff.
Yeah.
And so they can protect themselves.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. I might have a link of that in the show notes if I can find that email.
That's really, really...
Yeah.
Gross.
Anyways.
The birds and the bees.
Yeah. You can learn about that elsewhere.
I learned about it in
this podcast is brought to you by the birds and the bees. We get honey and we get fried eggs for breakfast. Yum.
The birds and the bees.
Yep. Anyways, I don't know why that even makes sense, because if a bird mated with a bee, that would just be awkward. Anyways, you can leave ratings and reviews in iTunes for us, and that would be really great. As long as they're 5-star and they're good reviews and they don't have bad words and stuff in them.
Yeah, because then we might have to do something about that.
Yeah, or something.
Yeah.
Anyways, do you have anything?
We, like, might email, if you're a kid, we might email your parents and tell them that you're using bad words. And then
yeah, because we were going to totally stalk you and find out your email and find out your parents' email.
Yep.
Anyways, I'm sure you've all heard of the Hunger Games.
Yep.
Most people have. It's fairly famous.
Yep, they made a movie of it.
Yeah, they did, and it was a pretty dumb movie.
Yeah, it was a bad movie. The books are really good, though. If you've seen the movie and you said it was horrible, then you should definitely read the books, because the books are
Probably read the books if you said it was horrible.
What?
Yes. Probably people who haven't read the books probably thought it was a great movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because they didn't know how far it strayed from the actual plot.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
For those of you who haven't read the books,
you should read them. Anyways, there are these parodies of those books.
Oh,
and they're so funny. Oh, my goodness.
My Kindle.
Yeah. I have both of them. He only has one. Anyways, it's hilarious. They're called the Hunger, but mainly Death Games, and the Hunger Pains. They're so funny. You should look them up. But don't buy them, because they don't sponsor us.
So, only buy what sponsors us.
Yeah, exactly.
So, only buy water.
Yep, pretty much. Yeah.
And air, because air was our
And
last
the birds
option.
And the bees. Only by those two.
The birds and the bees.
Yeah. Anyways, that's that. And I was thinking, you know how corn on the cob squirts when you bite into it wrong?
Yeah.
It can squirt people and stuff?
Yeah.
What if they had a corn on the cob firing line?
Wow.
Like, instead of having them all, like, lined up with the guns, and there's a person standing there blindfolded and stuff, they're all standing there with a piece of corn in their mouth, they're, like, about to bite. And then there's, like, the sergeant, he's like, ready, aim, bite! And it all just squirts at the enemy person. And they're just, like, soaked.
The corn! It's blinding!
Yeah, it's like a genetically altered corn. So that it burns your skin when it gets the juice on you.
It
burns! Oh, the corn juice! Not the corn juice, anything but the corn juice!
Yeah!
So, yeah. We were gonna have my cousin as a co-host on this episode.
Except he had to go.
Except he has younger brother and a younger sister, and they were really loud. And so he didn't want to distract our podcast with that.
Poor
so he might be on next week or some.
Or next time we do this.
Yeah.
I seriously doubt we're going to do it next week.
Okay, well, I don't care.
I'm tired.
Okay.
And we can't do it the week of December 17th.
Okay. Well, anyways, another weird thing is my grandpa, when he has his pumpkin pie, he likes to add a little bit of salty flavoring. So he puts some chips in them. Yep. Not like cow chips, but like sea salt, all natural oils type thing of chips.
Oh, holy crap.
I know. It's the weirdest thing ever. He likes a bunch of weird stuff like that. Like, he doesn't like orange leaf.
He doesn't like what?
Orange leaf.
What's orange leaf?
It's like a soft serve ice cream thing.
Oh,
well, anyways, he doesn't like, it's like frozen yogurt only, like, with flavoring and a lot better.
Have you ever heard of green apple?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Okay, because green apple is really good.
Yeah, it's the same thing, pretty much, except for it's orange and a leaf.
Oh man, I loved what I got at green apple.
Yeah. So anyways, he doesn't like that kind of stuff. He thinks it's sour because it's yogurt.
What the heck?
I know. Anyways.
Yogurt can be, like, really sweet if you let it.
Yeah. Anyways, another funny thing was, we were watching The Middle a while ago, since it's been so long since we recorded a podcast.
The Middle?
Yeah, The Middle. It's a TV show. It's really funny.
I think I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's really funny. Anyways, there was this one part where one of the kids in it had just gotten old enough to vote. And he was looking through all the people that he could vote for. And one of the people running for city council's name was Harry Butts. And not Harry as in, like, lots of hair. It was H-A-R-R-Y.
Oh, that's like Harry Potter.
Yeah, but Butts was spelled...
B.
As in diarrhea.
Ow.
And he was, like, posting up a sign on their thing. He was like, Harry Butts for city council! It was so stupid. And when he had gotten done with voting, he was like, democracy! Yeah! It was so funny.
Harry Butts. Yeah, I'm sure that guy got voted for.
Yeah. It was so funny. So, yeah. Also, you can contact us. Speaking of Harry Butts, you can contact us at www.chunks-o-wisdom.com/about.
-o, in case you didn't catch that.
Yeah. /about, and it's a thing. And there's a contact page on there. But also, you can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/chunks_o_wisdom.
Underscore?
Yes, underscore.
What's underscore?
If you don't know what an underscore is, Google it.
Freaking tell me.
No, I won't tell you. I can tell you after.
Oh, fine.
Gosh. Yep. And it was funny because a while ago, my cat got a mouse. And he's super fat.
No.
And he had this mouse. And we had just gotten home from my youth group. And so he had the mouse. And my mom was driving. And as soon as she saw that mouse, she was shrieking and, like, grabbing onto me and, like, covering her eyes. And she'd sort of peek over and then she'd shriek again and look away. And it was the funniest thing ever. It was hilarious. It was so funny. And so eventually, he didn't ever, like, eat the mouse, but he got it in his mouth a couple times. So, my mom had me call my dad from the car, like, in our driveway, and have my dad come out and get rid of the mouse. And all he did was just kick it out of the way. So, if you're an animal rights activist, too bad. So.
He kicked the mouse.
Die, mouse. Oh, yeah. Fun with sound effects.
Fun.
Yep. So, I was also thinking, there's, like, rock bands that are called heavy metal bands.
Oh.
And there's also rubber bands. So, I was thinking a heavy metal band, it's, like, heavy metal music. So, I would wonder what rubber music would be like.
Like rubber
bands. So I was thinking it might sound like this.
Oh, I see where you got that. That sound effect was just called Who Likes to Party.
Yeah, it's a music thingy. Or maybe like this. Oh, wait, no, never mind. No, that wouldn't be it. That would be more like a heavy metal band. So, a while back, a while back, since it's been so long since we recorded a podcast, my dad was thinking about getting a car with a motorcycle sidecar, or a motorcycle with a sidecar, and he could take me to school with that. So, we found a picture with a person in a motorcycle, like an old-fashioned type of motorcycle, with a sidecar.
Wow, that sidecar is big.
A cow in the sidecar. And the sidecar is, like, twice as wide as the motorcycle, and, like, the same size, like, forwards and up and down. And there's just a cow sitting in a sidecar with a guy driving the motorcycle. And that's
funny.
It's pretty funny. I'll have the picture of that in the show notes. And there's one last thing I want to show you guys. It's called The Useless Web at www.theuselessweb.com. And there's just a bunch of random stuff. And it's really kind of dumb.
But it's hilarious.
And there's, like, a bunch of... check it out. I'll have a link to that in the show notes. Let's see. One last funny thing. There's another podcast I listen to, The Ramen Noodle, which is, like, my inspiration for podcasting.
It hasn't been 30 minutes, has it?
Huh?
It hasn't been 30 minutes, has it?
Yeah, it has. Anyways.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was funny, because I was watching that live, and with my new handy-dandy mixer, I decided to record that for them and then add a little message at the end. So I did that and I sent it to them. And it was pretty funny. But it's time for us to be heading out. So any last thoughts, Brendan?
I don't think so.
Wait, I've got to restart it because I messed up. I was going to do it when you were paused and just cut you off. But anyways. This has been the ramen. No, we don't want it. This has been. Time to restart again. Don't do this as Ben.
Okay, we're gonna cut this part out.
No, we're not. Goodbye. But what are you gonna buy? Maybe you could buy me a studio arm thingy. Just saying.
Or money for Minecraft plugins and stuff like that for a server.
Those are free.